Hey, everybody. Welcome to PWT Plus. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And today we are doing a thing that we talked about doing in January, and we're only doing it 5 months later than intended for normal, regular reasons. And that is, we are ranking the red and green sprites.
Yes, the very first pass at Pokemon character designs.
The first time they went, put these ones out into the world. This is what
unless I'm mistaken, and I could be, it's happened before. A lot of these were made with no reference. Like, the sprite image is the first image that the artist drew of them. I don't know how true that is.
Well, looking through a couple of them, I would believe that. Some of them, there's like a lot of weird thing. I guess we'll talk about it as we go, but some of them are like way different than other ones. And are different from like the next one that they evolve into, like in weird ways. I'm pretty excited to go over this because I've looked through them, but I haven't like looked at them, you know, like I've looked at a couple that I was like, ooh, I like that one, but like nothing crazy. So we're going to do a bunch. I don't know how many we're doing today, but we're using a tier maker made by Mr. Danger, who's on our Discord. And Sammy would love to let you know that he has opinions.
Like, as soon as I hit record, he walked up, grabbed the toy, and started yelling. Like, it was outside the door from the last time he had it.
Oh, well, it was right there.
And he's like, oh, this must be, oh, we're recording? Is it my time?
Look, you gotta let him shine. He's a peacock, Josh. You gotta let him fly. So, we have the tier maker. I'm gonna be saving it because I have logged in using my Gmail account. It didn't ask for a password. It just said, like, do you want to connect your Google identity to this tier maker? And I said, yes. So hopefully that doesn't do anything weird or bad later.
Okay.
But yes, made by Mr. Danger. This is Mr. Danger down here. We won't dox him and give his whole name, but that right. Is him.
Nice.
So thank you very much, Mr. Danger.
Handsome picture.
Before we do this, we've got 5 levels.
Yeah.
We got to start here. Do we need more?
I think we should. All right, so we have S, A, B, C, D. I think we should go full grade school, even though S is not a grade you can get. I think okay. We have to have at least an F tier for the really stinky ones.
Okay, so we got F down here. Now, I was going to, my next question was going to be, do we
want to give them funner names then?
Yeah, do we want to change the names rather than grades?
Maybe. We could do the super awesome, bodacious, cool, dumpy.
Dump.
And
we could do.
It fails.
We could do Master Ball.
Ooh, yeah. We Ultra should do Ball. That. We should stick to our guns here.
Yeah.
Our brand.
Uh huh.
And do that. We need one more then. What's the worst ball? Did we get the most mad about during the bracket?
I don't remember.
Was it the heel still, ball?
I don't think I have it anymore. Oh, I might. These are just all a bunch of ROMs that I found somewhere. Don't worry about it. Nope, I don't seem to have it.
I also have a bunch of ROMs that I somehow found.
Anyway, so Master Ball, Ultra Ball, Great Ball, Premier Ball, Pokeball. Don't catch them.
rock. How about rock. Throw a rock at them?
Okay, yeah. All right, now here's the thing. When we do Master Ball, we only get one each. And we can't change it.
Oh, are we going to stick to that? I think if we're going to stick to that for this, we also can't retroactively use it either.
You got to want it.
Just like in the game, when you use it, it's gone. If you didn't use it, you still have it. But like, why?
It's because what if I see a shiny? You're never going to see a shiny. Also, I've made all these one word, and I think that I'm going to run with that.
Okay.
Because Pokeball is one word.
It's not. It's two.
Is it?
Pokeball, yeah.
Well, now it's one word.
I always spell it as one word. I do the same thing for Game Boy, which is also two words.
Game Boy's one word. I don't care what Nintendo or God says. It is one word. That word is Game Boy.
And a rock. All right, great.
And a rock,
wait to beam,
which is
some of these boys.
There's a couple in here that I would throw rocks at for sure. All right, and then the way we have it set up is that you have a random number generator.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be multiple episodes, this first one is a random number generator, and next time is going to be a wheel. Next time will be a wheel.
I wish
ones.
I had prepared a wheel for this time. It would have been so much easier to keep track of.
Yep.
But anyway, April Fools, I'm playing a prank on myself.
So instead we have this time a random number generator from 1 to 153, because there are two Bobo sprites in here. Not the ghost, but two fossils that when they come up, we'll talk about them. And I'm excited because I have questions about why one fossil didn't make it. But these are the original sprites. Some of these are the doofiest, goofiest looking guys you've ever seen in your whole life. And I can't wait to talk about them.
And some of them are fine.
Some of them are totally fine. Some of them I like better than a lot of the other sprites. None of them are, like, let's be honest, Gen 2 has the best sprite work in the series.
I think Gen 2 is that peak, like, in between of, like, yeah, we know what they're supposed to look like, but they're like, it's still a Game Boy,
right?
And we're still kind of figuring the franchise out, so some stuff is still a little off.
Yeah, but they also, like, have the shading and the dithering down to, like, a science. It's so good.
Yeah, it's not even consistent within these, the, like, different kinds
of shading.
Some of
them are fuzzy, and I don't know why. And some of them are, like, I'm assuming they're, like, this is, you know, wherever Mr. Danger got all these from is the same place, and they're, like, here they all are. Yeah. But some of them are, like, fuzzy in weird ways that I'm, like, is this a choice in the game or not, because I don't have red or green to play. Would it work in an American Game Boy if you
I don't think Game Boy's region locked.
That rules. That's pretty cool. All right, Josh, you want to kick it off? What's all our right. first
our
who's
first
our first guy
number is number 5. That's our boy Charmeleon.
Okay, so here's Charmeleon.
Yeah,
I wish I could. I'm screen sharing. Do you have the sprites pulled up separately so you can look at them if you need to, or can you see these sprites fine?
I can see them fine.
Okay. So here's Charmeleon. Here's the boy.
Yeah.
He looks goofy.
He's pretty goofy. His proportions are all off. His feet are huge.
They are.
And flat.
His head is not as big as it should be, I don't think.
Yeah. I want to talk about other sprites. I want to kind of keep it isolated. But his head is smaller than Charmander's head.
Yes.
His head gets smaller, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's because his body gets bigger and they still have the same amount of pixels to put him in. So, because I noticed that coming up, there's one guy who the baby form is enormous compared to the other one because of how, you know, the perspective has to work. But yeah, his head, it gets that one little point, that one weird point on the back. But he also, like, he doesn't look as angular as Charmeleon does. He's still a like kind of a soft round boy, and I don't think it works very well.
I don't think this is a great look. He's got kind of like a cheeky grin.
Mm-hmm. I do like that his feet are much bigger than the rest of his body, because I feel like I didn't grow proportionally when I was hitting puberty, and so that I do feel like that is accurate to the.
And that's, he's kind of got some like T-Rex vibes with the giant feet and his little hands, like
tiny little
he's got
hands
his hands
in here.
Tucked in up in his chest. I don't know what that is on his back. Is that?
I think that's the rest of his arm. I think that's like his elbow. But then that would mean that his arms come out of his back. So maybe, who knows?
Well,
where are we thinking?
I don't think I want to throw a rock at this one.
I don't love it, though.
But I'm not desperate for it. So probably just a Pokeball for this guy.
Starting off strong with a Pokeball.
We can adjust these. Like, if Pokeball starts to get saturated,
we can scooch. Yeah.
And there's stuff that's like obviously
what
better.
What if we just start this guy in Premier around. Ball then?
Let's do that.
Because I feel like it's not great, but I don't think it's the worst, and I don't want to throw a rock at it. So
yeah.
So first up on the list, Charmeleon, Premier Ball.
All right. Next up, we are jumping to the back end of the Pokedex, number 125.
Okay.
Electabuzz.
Oh, here he is.
Look at this guy.
Okay, now that's a good one. That's a pretty good one.
It looks like the Electabuzz you would expect, except he's got this big pot belly.
He's got a big old beer belly, yeah. He does still have the big lightning bolt on here, which I think it's really interesting that this is the lightning bolt that the Pokemon card game uses for lightning symbol.
Yeah.
Like, that is electric power, is Electabuzz. Because Pikachu doesn't have, like, his tail is like a lightning bolt a little bit, but I don't think it would work the same.
Yeah, it's a different shape, too.
Yeah.
It's more like a Power Rangers lightning bolt.
Yeah, but this is like a, like, pow lightning bolt. And,
yeah.
He's got his arms in the air. There's a lot of weirdly...
He's flexing.
The detail on the face is, like, good. Like, it's, like, yeah. Pretty detailed. I'm thinking, I don't know, I really like it, but I don't know if my Ultra Ball like it.
Yeah, I really like it, but I don't know if I love it.
Yeah. So put in Great Ball?
I think Great Ball is a good place.
All right.
Number 97, a pervert, Hypno.
Hypno, oh, okay, perfect. This guy is a creepazoid. Oh,
nope. That nose? That nose?
That nose is... Sinister. That is a suspect.
No, I don't want to see formation. This. I do not want to look into like the edge of the woods, into the darkness, and just see
this little guy.
This poking weird his outline in the moonlight.
Yeah, no, thank you.
This big schnoz.
I don't. Yeah, I don't like because like Drowsy is like a little bit of a tapir, right? Like a little, yeah. And then Hypno is like a perverted man with a penis for a nose, and I don't know why. I don't know why his nose has balls. It's pretty much my big thing.
I think it's supposed to be like a big nostril, but I don't know. I'm really glad that they steered away from that.
Yes, same.
Going forward.
So I think we're throwing a rock at this one.
I think we're going to throw many rocks at Hypno.
Until he gets out of here.
Please run away.
I have one that I think might be my favorite, having just done a careful scan of them. But as I look at some of these other ones, like I don't know.
Okay. I don't know if I have any favorites off the dome. I'll tell you one that's bad that I do like if we get it today.
Okay.
It is not a good sprite, but oh, I love it.
All right,
but the one we're doing next is Ponyta, number 77.
Okay. Now, in terms of sprite work, Ponyta looks rushed.
This is Ponyta and Rapidash for the first generation. And into the Space World demo, too. Their sprites, they just, I don't know why they had such a hard time drawing a horse on a Game Boy.
But
they really struggled with them. Especially, like, trying to blend the fire into it.
Yeah, with Charmeleon, the tail is just like on, it's like a match, which we didn't talk about, but the tail looks like, and that I like that. That's very cool. This one, it's like the fur has to become the fire, and that is a really tricky proposition. Also, I would like to direct your attention to the face on Ponyta, which is falling apart.
It is both smushed in and crumbling before your eyes.
So I feel like this is maybe a Pokeball.
Yeah, definitely not higher than that.
You're higher than that?
No, I said definitely not higher than that. Oh,
okay. So you're wondering whether or not we should throw rocks at it.
I just like the fight. Like, its tail is supposed to be a flame, but it looks like a fin, like, or a leaf.
It does look, well, there's only so many ways you can show color grading with the three colors you have access to.
I think Pokeball is good. I think that's all right.
We're Pokeballing it. Oh, I lost him.
He's gone.
Where'd it go?
He's next to Golem on the other side.
How'd you get over there, bud? Okay, number one, I guess that means I can move him because this guy should go over here. Aside from Ultra Ball, one each. If we get an Ultra Ball next pick, then pretty even spread. And I like that.
Well,
God, I just saw.
You got jump scared by just looking through the thing?
I did.
Well, I don't know who it was, but next is number 109, and that's coughing
is the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
this one,
this one's fine. This one looks fine.
This one's fine. This is perfectly fine, I think.
Yeah,
I feel like the a little bit of a trap that some of these fall into is that they're a little too ambitious, right? They have too many moving parts. This one is just a floating ball that produces gas. So it's, you know, less to do. I think it works.
They did a great job on the gas, making it look like gas.
For sure. It's got the full Poison logo on there, which is like really impressive.
It just looks like a coughing. There's nothing like out of the ordinary about it.
Right.
The
only issue... does have a Band-Aid. Did you notice a little Band-Aid?
Well, that's, you know, it must have got punctured at some point.
I guess.
Because they are big gas, like balloon bombs.
Yeah.
With a mouth. I don't know where that leads to, but that's not really what we're talking about today.
Right. It's a separate. It's separate.
Because so there's system. A tongue in it, too. And that doesn't make sense because it's like a balloon.
Right. Well, so the balloon part, the mouth is a closed system. So it doesn't, the gas that comes into mouth is just for mouth stuff. It's the rest of it is separate to float.
I think the only thing about this that's really throwing me off a little bit is that there's the hard edge at the bottom of the sprite dimensions. Like the gas cuts off in a straight line.
It does sort of just stop there. And I think if you're on a Game Boy, that's about where the your characters, like your Pokemon's, like
that's where like health the HP bar is, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that's probably okay.
I don't know. It's a good sprite.
It's a pretty good sprite. I think
Is it better or worse than the Electabuzz?
I mean, that it is. Belly?
It's. I think it's a better drawn sprite, but it's not as charming to me.
That's yeah. It doesn't have that zhuzh to it. It is a better done sprite. The poison symbol on the tummy, I think, is really impressive.
Yeah, there's a lot of detail in that.
Yeah. So above Electabuzz.
Yeah.
Still in Great Ball though.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Who's next?
There's, some of these, I feel like some of these have to be, like, upscaled in some way.
They probably are.
So, yeah.
All right, the next one is not too much farther down the list. Number 118, Goldeen.
Goldeen. Okay. This sprite rules.
It's like... hello, did you see my horn?
Did you see my giant horn? I'm a little sassy, but I'm a goldfish also with a giant horn. And then again, I don't want to talk about other sprites that have not been picked yet, but there has never been a bigger glow down in Pokemon history than Sea King to or to, from Goldeen to Sea King.
Yeah,
that thing is bowling shoe ugly compared to this. I think this one looks great.
I think it's pretty good. The tail pinches off kind of weird, looks a little stuck on.
A little bit.
I don't have any other complaints, I don't think.
Yeah, and honestly, I've been doing like some, you know, sprite stuff, and sometimes one pixel, it makes a big difference, and maybe putting the tail one pixel farther out just made it look weird.
Yeah.
So,
I think we can get our first Ultra Ball with Goldeen.
Congratulations, Goldeen. What a good sprite. Sorry about your dad.
Don't grow up.
Peter Pan yourself.
Oh, wow. We are sticking in the same area of the list. 111 is Rhyhorn.
Rhyhorn. Which one of those? Is Rhyhorn?
It's the first one.
First one. Okay. Can I tell you a thing about Rhyhorn?
Yeah.
So... I think we were talking about Rhyhorn in the Discord the other day. It came up. I think Rhyhorn came up. Am I imagining that?
I don't remember. Probably.
Okay. Maybe it came up in the Discord. Maybe it was somewhere else online that someone said something about Rhyhorn. And I was like, oh, I forgot about Rhyhorn. No, we were talking. It might have been on the Discord, but it might have been in an episode. We were talking about the Gen 6 mom being a Rhyhorn racer.
Oh, yeah. I vaguely remember this.
I don't know if we talked about that on the show or if we talked about that in the Discord. I don't remember either. Look, everything is important to me. But I completely kind of forgot that this is a Gen 1 Pokemon. And then I pulled it up and I was like, oh, yeah, that's a pretty good looking creature. This is not the same guy.
This looks... I don't even know what this looks like.
If I look up regular Rhyhorn...
It does look rocky still, but its front leg is coming out of its like jaw.
Yeah, I think a little bit of that is, like, perspective.
Maybe, but it looks like it's in front. I don't know. That's the perspective of the front leg to the chin is really throwing me off.
Future iterations of Rhyhorn have the eyes lower, like closer to the horn, and the horn is lower, and like the top part of the head, yeah. And it looks really good. Like it's a really good like creature design.
This one is like a Rhyhorn that you put in a rock tumbler for a couple days
for like a little while, and it like you're on like the second round of grit,
yeah,
to smooth it down. I wonder if there's another. What's the? I'm just gonna look up Rhyhorn sprite and see if it gives me a different one, or if it's just like always.
I'm just gonna give you this one. I just keep giving you this one.
So the other one, I don't know if this is from like Gen 3 or what. It looks a little bit Gen 3, but it's more like what Rhyhorn looks like when you think about Rhyhorn. This guy is not that. There's also a beta Rhyhorn, which looks more like a dinosaur.
A lot of the betas are just like smooth dinosaurs.
Yeah. But I don't like the shape of this one's head, like at all. It's the dip in the head on the normal one and the eyes being closer to the horn, I think makes it look really good. And this one is just like, we took an Onyx's head and put it on some stuff.
Yeah. Are you talking about the red and blue one with the dip in the head and the...
I'm talking about...
It looks kind of the same. Its head is in red and blue, because we're doing the green sprites. These are the really extra goofy ones.
The super old, yeah.
The red and blue sprites are still goofy, but they're a little more refined, and this one has like... a better perspective on the front legs. The head is tilted down a little bit.
Yeah. It just looks...
It looks like this was a rough draft and they ironed it out.
And they fixed it. Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't like this sprite. It's too dopey. It's not intimidating in any way.
No. And like, I feel like normally I like that about Pokemon. We look like ding-dongs. But Rhyhorn, I do think you should be afraid of when you see it.
Because its whole thing is it doesn't stop charging once it starts. Yeah.
So where are you thinking? I kind of want to throw rocks at it, but I don't want to put it.
It is kind of cute, and I feel bad throwing a rock at it.
So maybe Pokeball?
I think Pokeball, but under Ponyta for sure.
Under Ponyta. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Let me get the next one. Oh, I think this is... Yeah, Rapidash, number 78.
Oh, okay. Well, better than Ponyta...
Looks more aquatic, though.
It does look like a fish. If you would show me this and be like, this is a fish horse, I'd be like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
100%. It's got the same tail as Goldeen. It's like...
Yeah. Like, the fire is shaded in the way that, like, the... I don't know if this is the right word, but, like, the pleats in Goldeen's fin, like...
Yeah, it, like, to show the depth, it's the same exact way. And I don't... Like, it's got these little, like, kind of fire on its back and on its hooves. But that could also be seaweed, you know, like...
Yeah, or it could just be, like, flowing fur or hair.
Yeah. And I know that these are... We have a variant of them. We have a regional variant. But in Wind and Waves, if you want to give me, a Selkie seahorse version of...
Oh, yeah. Ponyta and Rapidash, we could do the convergent evolution of
it. Yeah. It could be Wapidash, because it's wet.
Yeah.
Or it could be Rapids Dash because it's running through rapids. I also am a little salty we didn't get a Scarlet Violet Meowth. I thought we were sort of going to be doing that.
Yeah.
From now on, like getting a new Meowth is going to be
just as
thing.
Soon as you think you know the answers, Jake.
They change the questions.
Pokemon Company changes the questions.
So I like this better than Ponyta, but I don't like it a lot better than Ponyta. Because of the fishness. What are you feeling?
Yeah. I like it better than Ponyta. I don't like it more than Charmeleon's big feet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think we can stick it in Premier Ball for now.
Premier Ball, yeah.
I think that's fine.
And putting it right next to another fire type does kind of like be like, this is not exactly on fire. This guy could be more on fire.
Yeah. I think the problem is that the fire... on Rapidash, especially looking next to Charmeleon now, it's outlined, which makes it look like a solid thing.
It looks like instead of fire.
Whereas on Charmeleon, they use the mid-tone to draw the fire.
Yeah, which like really works. And again, the tail looks like a match burning, which is like a really good touch. They don't do it because now it's like, well, now just there's like fire coming out of the end of the tail.
But how did I don't want to open Graveler's page.
Do you want to look at Graveler?
I don't know. Let's see what Pokemon number 84 is. It is not Graveler. It is Doduo.
Doduo, where are you at? Oh, look at this little gentleman.
This one's good.
This is a good one. It's a little fuzzy. I'm going to pull up.
Yeah. Its back foot is definitely a take on a bird's foot.
It's a way you could draw a foot from that angle, it, for sure, 100%. I don't know if I would.
It's like my brain expects it to kind of be facing to the left, but they drew it facing forward.
Yeah.
I don't think that really takes away too much,
it
though.
It doesn't. Yeah, I pulled up the sprite on Bulbapedia just to see if it was any different. Because this one's like a little fuzzy, like it looks like it's someone tried upscaling it a little bit, so it's a little fuzzy. But it also just kind of looks like it's on a CRT, so it's, you know.
Yeah.
and it might also just be like the way that it is, and it's just like the, you know, the old tricks work, and so it looks softer in places because of them. This guy kicks ass. He's just walking here.
He's just strutting and cutting.
Have you ever seen? Is there like an emote on Twitch called Pack Walking? And it's just a Pac-Man with legs walking in a weird way.
This might be because I'm clicking on them like to go to the page on Serebii as I pull up the numbers. Yeah. Of the Gen 1 sprites, I think this is the better of all three of them. The yellow sprites do weird things with the outlines where they add the midtones into the outlines a lot, which make them look kind of stampy. I don't really know how to describe it. But also, it's not a dynamic pose for Doduo.
Yeah, and also, like, Doduo is a dummy. Like, that's, like, its whole deal is like, kind of a dummy because it's got two heads and they're not thinking together. It's got two brain cells and it can share them between the heads. And this looks like a little... I wouldn't mind a bunch of these in my yard walking around eating bugs, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I like this guy. I think this is a...
Ultra Ball?
Is it better than Goldene?
Ooh, I don't know.
I think its back foot might hold it back.
I think the back foot is really the only thing holding it back. But as Ultra Ball, that's a good looking little dum-dum.
Oh, number two, Ivysaur.
Ivysaur. This one is strange.
They did not know what to do with these guys.
I feel like, I don't want to spoil the one that jump scared me, but I think plants is not their strongest suit.
Yeah. Especially when you look at these. Bulbasaur is not great, but it's fine.
Yeah, and Venusaur looks so flat, but with a huge tree coming out of its back.
Yeah, it's definitely like, well, we have to make the monster flat because the flower or the tree is the important part.
Right, and we need to fit that in. Yeah. Ivysaur looks like the midpoint of those two, and in that way, I do appreciate it. But I also feel like they were like, what's this onion turn into? A flower.
Yeah.
Somehow. Like, so I don't know.
It's really loaded. It almost looks like an RC car.
It kind of does. Its toes look a little bit like wheels.
I think he's just like rolling along.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's bad. I just don't love it.
I don't think it's as good as the two we have in the Great Ball.
No, definitely not. I feel like we're looking in Premier Ball territory.
Yeah. I don't think it's quite as readable as Charmeleon.
Yeah.
Just because, like, where's your body at?
Where's the rest of your body? Yeah.
Where's your body, man?
Why are you so flat? Were you a Rundover frog? Because that's sad.
Oh. Well, now I like it less than Rapidash.
I feel like I would put it under Rapidash just because at least Rapidash is horse-shaped. This is like...
Yeah, that's true.
I like it, but the flatness is just very strange.
Yeah.
They have a couple pixels above they could... Because they use the whole buffalo on Venusaur. They use every inch of the screen. But they got a little bit of room. They could have given you a little bit of back.
Next up is 121 Starmie.
Starmie. Okay.
That looks like a Starmie.
Look, toe to tip, boys, bring this one to the bank. That's a Starmie.
Look, this is pretty good. The shading of it, the shapes are very distinctive. You can kind of tell where the materials change, and the gem especially.
Which is pretty crazy. It's also like, there's not a ton that use like dithering to full effect to show like 16 different angles that sunlight can hit you.
Yeah.
I guess like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's 5, 10. And then this middle one is 8. So it's 18 different points of not even before you even get to the gem. I think this one's great.
Yeah.
I think Ultra Ball. This is
Ultra
Ball.
I think this is top of the Ultra Ball.
I think this is the best one we've seen so far.
Man, that was easy.
Easy. Done and done.
Oh. No, well, next is number 119. Sea King.
Well, I know where it's not going. Okay.
All right, well, let's just look at the art, not the design, that it's just a fish with a horn stuck on it.
It's a fish, but it's not just a fish. It's Peter Lorre. It's like a Looney Tunes version of Peter Lorre. One to eat the Goonie Bird eggs. Like, the sprite work itself is good, though.
The shading.
It's just ugly.
The body
just like ugly
is nice.
Yeah. The horn has
dimension. Like, it looks round. It's not.
It's got
flat
depth to it.
Yeah.
It's shaded. Yeah. The fins look like fins, which is a point away from Rapidash, which also looks like it's got fins. But his face is just so stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's. I think maybe it's because it's wall-eyed. It's because its eyes are fully open.
Would you believe me if I told you it gets worse?
Does it get worse?
It gets worse in Red and Blue because it's a full-on side shot, so its head looks like flat.
Oh, so it's like a big mouth Billy Bass
kind
stuffed
of,
on the wall.
Yeah. Its yellow sprite is really nice, but we're not talking about that.
Nope.
Although I can see how the yellow sprite is kind of a redraw of this one.
Okay.
It's just that's much better drawn. This guy is, man, looking at the sprite and being able to zoom in on it. I think this might be one that, like you said before, it's trying to do too much. It's trying to put a pattern on the fish's body.
Yeah, and like that's, because it's not a koi fish.
It's not failing at that, but it is busy.
It's busy. There's a lot going on, and I don't think it reads super well. And also, it loses a lot of its sass and its charm.
It loses all of its sass.
Big wide eyes, like it doesn't know what's going on anymore.
Yeah. All right. The problem is, as a sprite, I don't hate it.
As a sprite, I think I like it. Yeah. I feel like maybe the end of Great Ball.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely better drawn than like a Charmeleon or a Rapidash.
Yeah, because Charmeleon, like, again, it's they're trying to figure out the midpoint between two, and I think the other two, again, not to get ahead of ourselves, look a little bit better, but this one, they're just like, I don't know, it's like halfway between them, I guess, and then, but it's like, it's, I don't know, it's just not as done, but this one, like, someone put their whole ass into it at the very least.
Yeah.
Even if it does look like a dummy dumb compared to Goldeen.
Right.
So now he has a whole Goldeen line on here. That's pretty good.
Look at us. We did it.
Way to go.
101 Electrode.
Electrode. All right.
Oh, that looks... That just looks like Electrode. There's, like, that's no just, notes on this.
Some of them, they were like, oh, no, we nailed it.
Got it in one, right. This is one of them for sure.
This one is dead on...
This is an Ultra Ball
tier. Electrode.
I think without a question.
Now, where are you thinking, though? I think probably above Doduo.
Yeah.
And then that's sort of where we need to start
looking.
I think maybe above Goldeen,
that's where I'm kind of leaning to, just because, I mean, it's just a ball, but they really drew the hell out of this ball.
They went to town on this ball. Like,
it's got reflections. It's got shading. Right?
It's got
a distinct facial expression,
right? Which is like,
because they had the whole size to draw a face,
right?
Because
it's just a circle for the most part, so they can go really nuts with it. But yeah, I think
it's
kind of
crazy that Voltorb and Electrode weren't even in contention to be the mascot of the series,
right? It's because they wanted you to be like surprised by them, you know, because they're tricks. They're some of the only Pokemon you encounter on the overworld screen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm good with that. I keep looking at Goldeen, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, buddy, but I think this is right.
I think it's right. And I look, Goldeen, I love you. Don't get me wrong, but this big round gentleman, they got it. They got it.
All right, next is number 52. Meowth.
Meowth. All right. Where did you go? The problem with moving them is that when we take them away,
it screws up the lineup.
Yeah, and now I don't know the order of anybody.
You're right next to it.
Am I touching it? Yeah, okay. All right. Well, it's a Meowth.
It's a Meowth. It's definitely, you can see where it's based on, like, those Lucky Cat statues.
100% it's the Lucky Cat, yeah.
Except it's mirrored, so both paws are up.
Right, and it does have a little tail, which I feel like kind of, it's a little bit of a tangent, because this is the arm here, and it's just touching right up against it, so it's sort of feels like there's something going on that I can't quite.
Yeah, it kind of makes the arm into a weird negative space.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be weird if Meowth had one floating hand that was detached from its body? Be kind of a big pull, I guess.
That'd be kind of a baller, actually.
I wonder what a Scarlet and Violet Meowth would look like.
Because if the baby Meowth actually was, like, floating the coins above it with its brain and not, and those weren't just, like, sketches to try to design the coin, which is what I think they were.
Oh, yeah, they're not part of the,
yeah,
they're not supposed to be part of it.
People,
yeah,
who add them into, like, ROM hacks and stuff, like, put the coins there, and I'm like, I don't know, yeah, you guys missed the...
No, that's them figuring it out, and then because, yeah, it wasn't meant to go out, it didn't go out, so it's... that's why they're still
so
there.
It evolves from that, like, floating coins, and then just having, like, a floating paw that it can, like, just reach any coin with.
That would be neat.
I'm kind of into that, but that is not, this is just Meowth.
This is mostly just Meowth.
And it's, this is 100% one full unit of Meowth.
Yeah, like a metric Meowth as the crow flies. Yeah,
it's got that good Gen 1 pot belly. It does have a little weirdness with the floating paw.
I'm definitely thinking Great Ball.
Yeah, I think Great Ball is right. I just don't think it goes past. See, I think it's the bottom of Great Ball right now.
Bottom of Great Ball, yeah. That's fair.
41. Zubat.
Zubat, okay.
Oh, Jake, oh no.
Oh no.
What is the mouth? What did they do to the mouth?
I think somebody had the idea of bat who's just a mouth, right? Mouth with wings. Can't see, doesn't need eyes. It's a bat, right? It's a Pokemon, yeah, bat. And so we can make it weird. Doesn't need,
right,
eyes.
Bats,
it's
are blind, so we, like, going with the blind, yeah, is a bad thing.
So we don't need the eyes, so we have more mouth room. So we're gonna do more mouth. And it does need something to stand on, so it will have two long sticks for legs.
I think those are more like tails.
I think those are legs, and it kick out its leggy.
But I mean, a Golbat does have actual factual legs.
It does.
Which
so they
have to
come
from these things.
Can't wait to talk about Golbat either. Look at that guy. I think...
I cannot tell what is really... Like, I can. I know what's going on in the mouth.
Right.
Area. But the top of that head is not attached to the body in any way. There's at the top of the head a big, open, black void of a mouth with some fangs, uh-huh, in it. And then, like, the body...
It's two little doodle boppers on top are just there. They're floating there. The mouth...
And it's all, like, a lot more narrow. Like, the top of the head is, like, smaller than the rest of it.
It's, like, pinched in. Yeah. I also feel like this is sort of one of those things where you could definitely look at the top teeth and be like, those are its eyes, right? Like,
those are its eyes, yeah. It's got, yeah, a little face peeking in there with its weird ear hat on.
It's like a bat wearing a hoodie, which would kick ass. Actually, but I don't think this sprite is it.
No.
Because if you look at some of the other sprites that it comes up with, they're a little, it's a little clearer about what's going on with it.
Yeah.
In that it has no eyes and it only screams.
Yes. That's very clear in the yellow version.
Yeah, but in this one, they're just like, how do we show that? I don't know. Also, what if half the sprite real estate is taken up by its two long stick legs? I don't know if I'm throwing rocks at it, but I do not love it.
I would throw a rock at it.
You're throwing a rock at it?
I think so.
I would throw less rocks at it than,
yeah,
I would
throw
Hypno,
a
though,
rock at it. I wouldn't peg it with rocks until it died, right, or ran away like I would with, yeah, Hypno. But
I definitely think that Zubat benefits a lot from them going back and going like, how do we make this cuter, yeah, like, as
hey,
a more of
what
a,
if we gave,
know,
this thing a head,
Yeah, what if its head made sense and it's not just this weird sort of slug with wings?
Ooh, its French name is Nosferopti.
That's good.
I like that.
That's pretty good. All right, sorry about the rocks, Zubat, but this is not the Pokemon itself. This is just the red and green sprite that we're throwing rocks in.
Right.
Because later on, it looks cute as hell. I wouldn't mind a bunch of Zubats flying out of a bridge downtown, you know? In Poke Austin, there is a bridge where the bunch of Zubats fly out at night. And there's a guy there that's like, I put the bats there. You want to give me
$10? Give me $10 for the bats?
$10 for the bats. And it's like, for conservation efforts or because you are here with a bucket? Like, what's the $10 going to?
Yeah, I'll give you a bottle of water for the bats and $10.
And then $10. And we're like, we don't have any cash on it. She's like, okay, well, what if he gives you the money and then you can give it to me? And we're like, that's also not how it works when none of us have cash on us. Dog. Going to see the bats in Austin, I highly recommend. But don't be tricked by the dude with a bucket wanting to give you money.
Go
for the
in
bats.
Being prepared to tell a bunch of con artists, no, thank you.
No, thank you. This is free for a reason. There is an Austin Bat Society, which I suggest you can donate to. But I don't think that's the guys down there trying to panhandle.
Not the guy that was just sitting on the grass with everybody else with a cooler full of tiny water bottles.
Yeah, like, absolutely not.
Anyway, next is number 13, which is Weedle.
Weedle, okay. Well, I mean, it's
a little... Jake, he's just a little Weedle.
It's just a little Weedle.
With that big nose.
It does have a big, large nose. Which I do like. And I do like that it is more of a creepy crawly. Like, it looks more like something the Lion King would eat during Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, its body is way, like, tighter.
It's buggier.
Yeah. Because it's not all perfect circles. They're, like, just segments.
Right. And I do like that.
It's fine.
I don't have
a lot to say about it.
I feel like I like it more than...
More than Ivysaur.
Maybe more than Ivysaur.
Now that you've said maybe. Maybe not.
Like, it's not bad. It's not.
No, I think I do like it more than Ivysaur. Every time I think Ivysaur looks all right, I just look at its weird flat body.
It's so flat. It's so deflated.
How heavy is that flower bud, dude?
What did evolution do to you? So, Premier Ball, but under Rapidash above Ivysaur? Does that feel...
I think that... I think that's right, because he's a little cutie, but he's also also just a Weedle, man.
It's just, at the end of the day, it's just a Weedle. It's just a Pokemon that until like Gen 6 couldn't attack anything. Like, it couldn't do damage for most of the time.
Next is 138, Omanyte. That is the first
Omanyte,
one.
Little baby. Now, that does look like a Nautilus, for sure.
Yeah, good job on the shell.
Yeah, I like that.
The body looks like it's under the shell, though, and not in it so much.
Yeah, I think the eyes, like around the eyes with the where the like it's darker to be like, oh, the light, it's like poking out.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's to convey that it's coming out of there and some of it is still in it, but the rest of the body isn't. What I'm mostly concerned about in terms of the Omanyte is what are these arms going backwards?
Like, see, okay, so next to it, you see how Omastar is like, yay,
he's like, woo, yeah.
It's the little arms like that.
Okay.
They're like slightly bigger little tentacles, and then the front is like tentacle / Cthulhu mouth.
A little wormy Cthulhu mouth.
Yeah,
I think this guy definitely eats stuff on the ground like a suckerfish.
Yeah,
yeah, it's okay. Like, I like it more than Weedle, I think, but
yeah, do I like it more than Weedle? Yeah, I think I do.
I think I like it more than Weedle,
but it's not. It's just not super interesting.
Yeah, I think I want to put it like between Rapidash and Charmeleon.
Charmeleon.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm okay with that.
Just because I don't like seeing Rapidash's fins next to
and it does
actual fire.
It definitely does a better job at portraying depth than Rapidash does.
For sure. Because Rapidash is like mostly flat, and it's like, there's a second leg back there, trust me. Here's its fin tail. Man, Gen 10, what if they just made every Pokemon either a bird or a fish?
A crab or a cat.
Everything's a crab or a cat.
Next is 51, Doug Trio.
Doug Trio. Okay, well, look, that's Doug Trio.
That is a group of Dougs if I've ever seen one.
Three Dougs all day. That, okay. I like that Doug Trio is angry now. I don't know why, other than to show that it's tougher and stronger. Like,
they're all invading each other's space and don't know what to do about
cramped.
It.
Yeah. Also, those noses will have always and will always read like open mouths to me.
I've always read them as noses, but I think I saw them on the anime before I saw them in the game.
Ah.
So
they just look like
that
little,
would be why. If you're looking at them like a Mario character, 100% those read as
they
mouths.
Look like whenever Mario I think it's in Super Mario World where like there's just these like humps in the back that are like hills that have faces.
Because in every sprite in Gen 1, I mean, this one's probably the least of it, but like they all have the same one dot of reflection on the nose. And it always looks like a little tooth.
It's just a little tooth. Yeah.
This one doesn't really have that because it's not big enough. The noses are only like 2 pixels high.
It looks little, yeah.
Only 1 pixel high. That's a 1 pixel strip with an outline.
It's just like going.
I do like how angry they are. I like the texture they gave the dirt with the limited colors that they had.
That looks good. The dirt looks like they have broken out from underneath it.
Yeah.
I do, man. I hope someday we get to see Diglets running around on just tiny little feet.
We know they have them because you've told us.
You've shown it.
I don't want to sound like a freak.
But
show me the feet.
Show me the feet. Show me Diglett feet. All right, what are we thinking with this guy?
I'm thinking Great Ball.
I think I like it more than Meowth.
More than Meowth for sure. It's Sea King that I'm like, The problem is Sea King is such a well-drawn fish.
It is a very well-drawn fish.
And this is just three worms.
Moles in a way.
Mole heads, kind of.
I mean, like, they say that they're kind of moles, but also at the same time, like, there's another version of them that is worms.
Yeah.
With Wugglet. Is it Wugglet? Wigglet?
Wigglet.
Wigglet and Wugtrio?
Yeah, that's stupid.
That is pretty dumb.
Wigglet, I understand, because it's like, it's wiggly.
Right.
Wugtrio is you not trying.
Wigglet is Wario, and Wugtrio is Waluigi.
Yeah. Yes. perfect comparison.
Which is why Daisy's name should be Weech. And I get that, like, before anyone says anything, I know that Wa means, like, evil. Like, this is the evil version. But, like, Mario's name is Mario. He's not Wa Mario, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think below Sea King, above Meowth.
I'm good with that, I think.
All right.
72, Tentacool.
Tentacool, oh boy. Ooh, well,
the only problem I have with this is those stumpy little tentacles.
He's got a little, like, what's up?
You couldn't make them come up more?
I feel like if you look at the side here, like, it is at capacity. So maybe
he's just shrugging, like, but, like, have them come up over, like, in the foreground of the sprite.
Oh, in front of it.
So they're, like, kind of in front of, not the face, but these little side flaps.
I do like that they used the whole area, right? Like,
yeah. For that big Martian head.
Big giant Mars Attacks noggin.
Which looks like the way it's shaded and the way the like highlight line is drawn on it. It looks worn. Like this thing looks like it's been in the ocean for a while.
It also looks like whatever these like little circles are that I've never quite understood. It looks like they are pulsing out of its
I think
skull
in
area.
The future they look more like gems, but in this they definitely look like slime.
It looks like slime or like you know those like squeezy eyeball guys from what were they called? Gross balls, monster balls.
Mad balls.
Mad balls. It looks like a mad ball sort of situation.
It does, yeah. You squeeze it and then like, pop out or
yeah.
Yeah.
I like it though.
I do like it. I am hung up on those little tiny tentacles.
The tiny legs.
He's just like, it's a living.
I kinda wanna put it next to coughing, but below coughing.
Yeah. I think that's fair. Electabuzz, he had a good run.
Had a good run at number two in Great Ball, but it's, what are you going to do? It's a living.
I'm just a tentacle. I don't know.
You're going to see me 1,500 times today, so get used to it.
Next up is number 100. Nope, that's wrong. Number 28. Sandslash.
Sandslash. Well, it looks like a Sandslash that you didn't have a lot of room for, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Why are his feet little slip-on shoes?
He's got little slippies on because his hands and all his spikes. I think a lot of these, they start with one, like animal plus idea, right? Like,
yeah.
So it's like,
this is kind of just pangolin.
This is just, it's pangolin, but sharper. What if the spikes went up? Whereas Sandshrew was like, what if pangolin?
And they were made of dirt.
But dirty, yeah. And this one's just like spikes, lots of them, everywhere we can fit one. It's got five on its head. It's got a bunch on its back. Its hands are big spikes. Tootsie's not so much. It doesn't go back. Don't go back there. If you attack it from the feet, you're going to win because it has nothing to defend itself.
It's just, they just, it's like Mr. Potato Head.
A little bit.
Stuck on the bottom.
A little bit.
I like the head. I like the face. I think that's good.
Oh, God. I just got jump scared again by a different one.
Don't, Jake, you can't.
I can't. We got to focus on Sandslash.
You can't look at Jigglypuff.
That's not the one. I already got jump scared by Wigglytuff and Jigglypuff.
Wigglytuff. Oh, man. I don't even know what we're gonna do when we get there.
We'll deal with it when we get there. But
this one is fine, but not good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's serviceable, but like I don't know if I like it.
I see the point. It's probably better than,
I'm thinking Pokeball.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's, I don't know where those feet are. Just, what are you doing?
I do like all the spikes it has.
Yeah, I think I like it more than Ponyta.
All right, so right now, currently top of the Pokeball.
Also, if they were all drawn to scale, what a monster this thing is. Enormous. next to Ponyta.
Yeah, enormous guy. If they were drawn to scale, then Psyduck is six times the size of Golduck.
Psyduck
is massive. All right, who's next?
Number 47, Parasect.
Parasect. That's the dad, right? That's the
That's okay. More mushroom than bug. Jake, this one's good.
This one kind of rules. I don't like a mushroom, and that's one thing you got to know about me. But this sprite whips ass.
The way those eyes glow because they're just solid white.
To really convey, like, the mushroom is in control now.
Yeah, and it's in the heavy shadow, like, under the mushroom.
Yeah, also,
just,
like,
really draw your eye straight there.
The spots on the mushroom are, at most, I'm going to guess, 6 pixels wide, right? Like, at their widest.
But they're still perfectly shaped to the shape of the mushroom?
They all perfectly convey the shape of the mushroom moving around, which is insane to me. This guy kicks ass.
Yeah, this is also, looking at the three of them, this is by far, easily, the best Parasect sprite from Gen 1.
Is it?
Like, not even close.
That's nuts.
This is top of the Ultra Vault here.
I think this is, number one. You know what I would love? I would love that mushroom to get on some other Pokemon.
Yeah.
I would love to see what that does to other guys. That would be a nice convergent evolution, is like, we got a creepy mushroom guy who will get into some other bugs. Or other, you know, who knows what else.
Yeah.
Like a Trapinch with a Parasect coming out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like stuff like that. I think that would be pretty good. But yeah, that's top of the Ultra Ball for sure.
I'm hoping we get at least one legendary today.
That would be nice.
Not this time. This time it's number 10. Caterpie.
I like the Caterpie. It's very simple.
It's fine. Its body is a little hard to read.
A little bit. It does, like, I can tell that these are supposed to be little legs in the front. Like, it's standing
the little
up,
legs in the front. Yeah, it's where it kind of goes into the tail. Like, yeah, those are little, like, caterpillar segments, but they're not as clearly defined as in Weedle.
As the Weedles, yeah. I do like
which
the,
is a smaller bug, so I guess that kind of makes sense. The Darth Vader helmet is very pronounced on this one.
It does have, like, an angry fish mouth. Like, if you took the top of it, if you took the body away, right, just the head, just the Darth Vader helmet head.
Yeah, I don't know what that...
That could be a fish, right? Like
it's like
it could be Gillman, Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Head. Yeah, because it's supposed to be a snoot, like a little kind of pig snout, but not like a nose.
Uh huh.
But in all of these sprites, it just looks like a grumpy mouth. He just looks mad, but he's got these big kissy lips about it.
But these big, soft, kissable lips.
Now that I've seen those as big, grumpy lips, I like this a lot more.
I do. I like giving Caterpie a little bit of an attitude, because you would think that Weedle would be the attitude one, but because it turns into the bee.
Personality is so nothing.
Yeah, it's just a Caterpie. Again, it's something you run into. It's something you can kill a lot of early on.
But the way they have the antennas in this sprite too make its eyes also look kind of angry.
They look like eyebrows, yeah. And it looks like Gillman. Like it looks like Creature from the Black Lagoon. It does look
like Gillman.
Like it's so good.
That makes it better than Weedle, easy.
Easily better than Weedle. I'm thinking, I would put it maybe at the bottom of Great Ball, but maybe at the top of Premier Ball.
I think definitely better than Charmeleon. I think, is it better than Meowth? No.
No.
I don't think so. I think putting it at the top of Premier Ball.
Top of Premier Ball? All right.
Feels right.
Yeah.
Man, what a face on that guy, though.
The face is really... It kind of makes me want Universal Monsters Pokemon now. I don't know what that would be.
Other than Caterpie as Gillman. Yeah.
Caterpie head as Gillman. Yeah. I feel like if I Googled, Universal Monster Pokemon, somebody has made Fakemon of that for sure. Has to have.
Yeah. Next up is 128. So not still. There's only four legendaries.
There's
five,
not a lot,
I guess, technically.
Yeah.
So, I just hope we get one. But this time it's Tauros.
Tauros,
right above Snorlax.
I also can't find Snorlax.
Down to that.
There
not,
he is. Okay.
Not, yeah,
I gotcha.
Not right. The bottom row, but like.
Yeah. All right, found him. Okay. Ooh, you know what? It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It looks like a bull.
It does.
I think it conveys everything they're trying to convey about it. I do like the way they
shaded. My only problem with it is it looks too much like just a bull and not enough like a monster.
Right. It does. It's got like a little gem or something on its forehead.
It's got gems on its head and it's got three tails.
Three
so
tails.
You know, this is not your mama's bull.
No. I don't know about the tuft, the little collar that it has. I don't know if that's
like the mane.
Yeah, I like it. I like the shading on it. I don't know if that makes it more monstery than just like a regular bull.
Yeah. I like the muscle definition.
It does
like thigh and butt.
It does have an ass,
but the front paw, the front right one, the one that's like lifted kind of,
yeah,
that's a little awky.
A little bit.
It's like really thin and coming out of a weird spot.
I'm thinking Great Ball, but not super high in Great Ball.
Yeah, I think better than Meowth.
Better than Meowth.
I think better than Meowth, but I think that's probably it.
Yeah. I cannot see these as anything but little mouths. They're like the hills in Mario. They're like the background.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's exactly what they
look like.
Yeah. But yeah, coming in at in the Great Ball tier, Tauros. Good job. Good job, bud. We haven't gotten any, aside from Hypno and Zubat, we haven't gotten any of the real, real wonky ones, and I'm kind of hoping we get one of the ones that has jump scared me.
Well, next is Arbok, number 24.
Oh, so close.
It's so close.
So close.
I don't think this one is good. It does a great job with the neck pattern. Whatever you would call it,
does,
the sail,
yeah.
I guess, is what cobras have. I don't know what you call that.
The part.
But the rest of this, its head is... Is its mouth open?
I don't think so.
It just has a very flat head?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, cobras are a little bit like that, right?
Yeah, its mouth is definitely not open. Its head is just a teardrop. Cobras have a bottom jaw.
Yeah, but when it's shut, like it looks a little bit like that when it's closed. Cobras are a very cool snake. I know, like that, like obviously, but they're a pretty cool looking snake.
Yeah,
yeah. Whenever they give it the open mouth, I think it makes it look a lot better.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. It feels like the bottom part of its jaw is missing, and that's because they wanted to show off the whole...
The scary face.
Scary face. Also, its body is more of an earthworm and less of a snake.
Right.
I don't think snakes typically have a segmented body like that.
No. I mean, on the tummy a little bit, but it's not all the way around.
Right.
So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking Pokeball. I'm thinking under Sandslash for sure.
Under Sandslash.
Probably maybe under Ponyta too.
I like it more than I like Ponyta at least. Especially putting them next to each other.
My problem with Ponyta is its weird head.
It's so weird head. Also it really holds it
problem, back. But it's also my problem with Arbok.
See, I think if you look at the like really the double thick line, like that kind of looks like a mouth to me. So I think that's why I'm okay with it.
Where I'm getting hung up is where the head kind of connects to the the sail. I'm going to keep calling it a sail because I don't know what it's actually called.
Honestly, good enough, right? I don't know what else it would be called.
It just makes the head look very flat.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's Arbok.
That's Arbok.
You know, me love him. We're never going to get a legendary. Number 33, Nidorino.
Nidorino, okay.
That's the middle one.
This guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Reno. Okay. It's interesting looking at the two of them that they're like, well, here's what we're going to focus on for the gender difference. And like, I feel like they did it.
Yeah.
But it's also like their first swing at gender differences, and they did as good as you can expect.
Yeah, I also think they did it. And these middle ones are probably the best of the bunch for these Pokemon.
Oh, see, I love the Nidoran male sprite. I think
that's fair. He is very cute.
A very cute sprite.
But the Nidoqueen and Nidoking ones are something.
There's something.
We're talking about Nidorino, though.
We're talking about Nidorino. I do like the little 3-point stance, the little it's about to do a John Cena tackle.
Yeah. Hacksaw Jim Duggan over here.
Yeah. I don't know what this mouth is. I think the mouth is closed, and this is a tooth, and this is the lower jaw, and they just sort of butt up against each other.
Yeah, I think so. Closing the mouth on a lot of these is usually the wrong choice.
A lot of the angle, like, it's just you're inviting tangents, you know? Like, you're just inviting tangents to pop up, and so it'll look different. Like, because this also could just be, like, a open mouth. Right, but like a regular, like a open, like a regular, like a whale mouth, you know, like something weird. But it's okay.
It's good, yeah.
Is it?
It's.
I mean, I think I like it about as much as I like Tauros.
I think that's probably right. Less than Tauros. Yeah, I think so. I just don't think for Nidorino, I don't think this is a super dynamic.
It doesn't.
Pose.
Yeah,
like he's about to tackle, but like I don't know. He seems a little chill for the way I picture him.
Yeah, and like it does. I don't. If you look at the Nidorina, like, I feel like you can see the sort of evolution a little easier, whereas this one is just like, it doesn't quite look like Nidoran male, and it doesn't quite look like Nidoking. It's just like, here's another guy we found.
Yeah.
I hope you like him. yeah, I don't know. It's okay. It's okay.
All right, well, next is number 37, just a couple spaces away. It's Vulpix.
Vulpix. Oof.
Hmm,
it's a little rough.
Yeah, it's the head tufts are wonky.
I like the way they've shaded the little nose curvature.
Yeah,
I like that.
The legs are stumpy.
Legs are a little stumpy,
which is, I mean, cute in a way.
Yeah, this back leg is like thick. Like I don't know. Yeah. And also the way it looks is like both of its. Like, there's no body. Like, the legs go to, like, the shoulder and the hips are touching each other, basically, on this, the way the sprite looks.
Yeah. There's only 5 tails.
There is.
So, throw a rock at it.
Well.
maybe it's not rock.
I would throw a rock at it. I would put it at the bottom of Pokeball, though.
I think bottom of Pokeball. I think it's worse than Rhyhorn.
Yeah. It, like, you know what it looks like? It looks like they had to figure out what to make before they made a Ninetales already, and they're like, all right, we gotta have it can't just start as Ninetales. What's the first form? And it was like 4:30 on a Friday afternoon. And they're like, this little guy. And they're like, good enough, send it out. Let's go home. Let's go drink, you know.
Yeah, they look at all the nine-tailed stuff, and they're like, okay, it has a big tuft on its head, so it has, like, these little things on its head, and it's got less tails.
And they're, like, curled in so they could bloom later, so, like, I can see the difference. One thing that I really don't like about the anime, and I guess the game sort of did this, is that they turn white and then just turn into the new form, and we don't see them go from one to the other, and I feel like that could have been... I know they don't want to animate that. I figure right. All the little in-between steps, and some of them would make no sense. Like, how does a Remora turn into an octopus? Like, we don't know. We'll never know that. But, like, I feel
it,
like...
It grows legs.
I feel like showing them go from one to the next, I feel like, would do a lot.
Yeah. And some of them, in later seasons of the anime, at least, like, you can see, like... Like, if a Vulpix evolved, you would see the tails start to, like, more tails start
unfurl,
to come out before it just bursts into the energy or evolves or whatever.
Yeah.
But next is number 99, Kingler.
Kingler. Well, I don't hate it.
Well, hang on.
Well, all right.
It is mostly Big Claw.
Yeah.
Like, the sprite is Claw, and then there's, like, a crab behind it.
It is, yeah. I feel
but...
like this is sort of the opposite of the Goldeen and Sea King situation, though.
Are these
Krabby and Kingler?
Looking at these two next to each other, this could be the same Pokemon in a different, more dynamic pose.
It literally could. It could just be pushing its.
Kingler is just a bigger Krabby.
It's Big Krabby, yeah.
Yeah.
Big Krabby Paul White. I think.
What I do like is that even though this sprite is like the focus of it, obviously, is that big claw in the foreground.
Big claw, yeah.
You can clearly see the entire design of the Pokemon.
Yeah. And it does look like it's got a couple spikes on its head, and it's got the little like jaw mandible things.
Yeah.
Which is pretty neat. But I do really like, I think they really popped off with this claw.
They really did.
I'm thinking pretty great.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would Ultra Ball it.
I think I'm between Koffing and Doduo. I think I could bump it up.
We could put it at the bottom of Ultra Ball.
Yeah. Scrape Ball is starting to get a little long.
A little bit. It'll when it hits the end, it'll make a second row, but yeah. But I think that claw does a lot of work.
It does. That's a good looking claw.
It is, yeah.
It's almost like a photorealistic crab claw.
A little bit, yeah.
Come on. No, that's the wrong direction. Google.
Google.
Please.
Well, maybe you'll get one of the ones I want to throw rocks at.
No, we're getting number 31, Nidoqueen.
Okay. Well, again, this one.
This is too dopey.
It's
so the problem is that a lot of these look like animals slash monsters, and then you have this one that looks like something.
Anytime they get too human,
it's too cartoony.
I think that's it. Is when they get too human, they get cartoonier.
This looks like a small rubber figure you would get out of a quarter machine at Hannaford in like 1996.
Right. Yeah.
Just absolutely. Unlicensed rubber monster figure.
Yeah. It's between the aliens and the homies.
Yeah. Oh my God. I have not thought about homies in like a quarter century.
I had so many of the little aliens. Scoot and I went nuts for aliens. We had like literally like 50. I think we had a full set at one point of the little alien guys. And I bet somewhere there's some of them floating around my parents' house still.
I got really into, there was one, it was like little ant figures. Okay. But their butt part, thorax or whatever part the butt is, was like squishy rubber, and then the ant was hard plastic.
Ooh, okay.
And they had different characters and poses. Sure. That they were. So some of them were like army guys and stuff.
I wonder if I Googled.
And I had quite a few of those.
I'm sure I had some homies.
Who didn't have a couple homies kicking around, you know?
Yeah. God. Oh, you can buy a lot of 54 homies for $109 on eBay.
I am not spending $2 per homie.
Or you could spend $200 for a lot of 49 rare homies.
Oh, the rare homies. This was like blind boxes before they were like a real thing.
Pretty much.
No, we already did that one. We're getting repeats on the number generator now.
Oh, uh-oh. Anyway, we didn't figure out Nidoqueen yet.
No, we didn't. You're right. I got distracted by homies. Got distracted by the homies.
Okay. I think this Nidoqueen looks fine if the series was different.
Yeah.
Like if this was, but like if even, Pokemon was
even within
goofier,
this group of ones we've rated already, it's out of place.
Yeah. I don't know if I would throw rocks at it, but I feel like I'm putting it at the end of Pokeball.
I do want to be nice to it, but it is the bottom of Pokeball.
Yeah.
And it still has its defining character trait of those titties.
Jugs, yeah.
Anyway, next is number 16, Pidgey.
Pidgey. This is a little rough.
Yeah, this one could use all three of these, but Pidgey specifically because we're talking about it. Could use a second pass, maybe.
This is the same guy three times. Like, and I do like that about it, is that they were like, we figured out the pose, we're just going to do it three times and make him a little different each
way. The wings
way.
Get bigger, but the body wings stays bigger, the same size.
Get some hair, rest of him the damn same. But Pidgey, I do like the little stumpiness of it, but I feel like there's something with the head. It needs a little extra love. It needed just a little bit more of fussing around with the pixels.
Yeah. That and the feet. I get hung up on feet a lot. I guess
there's only so many ways you can show claws.
That's true. And there's a lot of talents that we've come across today, I guess. It's just the placement of that right one. Where on the body is that attached?
This one?
It's right. Our left.
This
yeah.
one. Okay. I mean, the other side.
Yeah, I guess.
But it's not the same as the left one. Like, it's not that, like, they... This one is on its butt, but this is coming out of its side somewhere.
Yeah.
That said, I don't dislike it. I maybe would premiere ball it, but I don't... I think I might like it more than Weedle, but I don't know if I like it any more than that.
That feels right. That feels good.
Because it would eat the Weedle.
All right, where are we at?
29.
No, well, we can at least get 30.
We can at least do 30.
Just want to talk about Mew. Instead, we got Persian.
Okay. You want to talk about one I want to throw rocks at?
You don't like this Persian?
I don't like it.
This startled cat with this, like, what is the face on
maybe,
it?
Maybe, you know, maybe I don't want to throw rocks at it, but I, something's going on. The body is bananas. All the legs
Persian,
are fully, it's,
I
it,
feel
it
like even by Gen 2, I think Persian was one. They just really struggled to draw in the space, which is crazy because it is just a cat.
It's just a big cat, yeah. I think, like, you ever see the videos of those cats who get scared and they hunch their back and they get up on their back legs and run away?
Yeah.
It's like it's about to do that. Where are you feeling? Maybe you could soften me on. I don't want to throw rocks at it anymore now that I've looked at it for a second, but something is going on with it.
The stance is just so bizarre.
It doesn't look like it's ready for battle. Like, it looks like...
Because its face is not conveying what its body is trying to
tell
me.
Yeah, there's a lot of discrepancy between... And also, the tail doesn't come out of the right place because they wanted to keep the tail on there, but they didn't have enough room left in the palate area.
You know, I think it's better drawn than Vulpix.
Okay.
But I also struggle with it because it's not cuter. You know?
No, it isn't.
Put it behind Vulpix.
We'll put it behind Vulpix. It's better than the thing about this, the Nidoqueen, I know we already talked about it, is that now that we've talked about this being a little rubber toy in a gumball machine at Market Basket, is like I want to collect all those.
Yeah.
And Pokemon was originally based off the idea of capsule stuff, right? So
that's
like
true.
And gotchas. So I feel like if they made just a weird kind of stumpy, deformed version of all a bunch of Pokemon and put them in a gumball machine, I would spend my quarters there instead of at the batting cages, which is where I spend my quarters now that I'm an adult.
There's a few of these from what I can see down there that kind of fit that rubber toy vibe.
For sure. God. Okay, let's do...
Including the one that I think I'm going to use my Master Ball on.
Really? I haven't fully...
And I think you are going to disagree with me, but we will have to talk about it if we happen to get to it.
Here's the thing about if you... Like, our Master Balls go. Like, our master balls are, there's no debate. You just use the master ball, right? So it just goes.
Yeah. Well, I know what my favorite one here is.
I think I do. I'm not 100% sure, but let's do one or two more.
Okay. This is 30, right?
That was 30, I think.
Diglett, number 50.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, it's look.
Look, that's a Diglett.
It's a Diglett. It's a little guy.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's a rough first interpretation, but it's still very identifiably a Diglett.
Here, I'm just going to put it. Not that I want to put it here. I'm just putting it next to the Dugtrio just so we can see him again. I don't like its shape as much as I like Dugtrio shape.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit too much face. Just the tip.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So, below that, at least. Below Dugtrio, at least.
I think we're... I was going to say I think we're better than Caterpie, but, you know, I don't know if that's true.
I definitely don't think I like it more than Caterpie.
Yeah. I think it's better than Charmeleon. We let Charmeleon get away with a lot early on.
We didn't know. We were young. We can still move it.
Yeah. Man, we'll come back to it. At the end, we'll see if we want to adjust anything.
Yeah.
Or level out to tiers or something.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do another one.
Come on. Legendary.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to refresh Google.
Ooh.
Well, that didn't help.
Oh.
That got us number 46, which is just Paris.
Oh, okay. Well,
so I guess we're rounding out the groups that we started.
I
guess.
I mean, look, it's not as good as Parasect.
It's not as good
as
Parasect.
Sure.
It's weird. Its legs are dangling like somebody picked it up.
Yeah, like when you pick up a chihuahua from the middle. Also, like the little mushrooms coming out of it look good. I don't want to take that away from it, but it having a whole face, like, it's not as evocative as the Parasect.
Yeah.
That said, where you want to put it? I feel like I don't like it as much as Caterpie, I don't think.
Yeah, I might like it more than Diglett.
Okay.
But I do think it stops at Caterpie.
Yeah. Caterpie having Gilman's face is really doing a lot of heavy
it
lifting.
It really helped. Next time we're going to be like, what the hell is Caterpie doing?
What's Caterpie doing? But then I'll look at it and I'll go, oh, that's Gilman's face.
Yeah, we'll be like, oh, why is Caterpie so high? Why didn't we throw rocks at Charmeleon?
We should have thrown a rock at Charmeleon. This is a living list. It'll go on. Let's do one more and hope. I want to get one that I want to throw rocks at really bad, and there are several on here that I have been jump scared by.
All right. Rounding it out for today, Pokemon number 45, Vileplume.
Yeah, okay, yes. This one I want to throw rocks. This one sucks. Look at this.
What? Okay. They obviously drew the flower first.
The whole thing was the flower. They did the flower, and then they're like, what do you think?
Like, we kind of put a little guy on there.
Juju Matsuda, and he's like, well, I think it's just a flower. Is there anything else? And they're like, oh, yeah, hold on. And then they, like, hide, and they scribble a little dumb little guy under
it. Shape of, like, a face. It's attached to the bottom petal of the flower, like, and not the flower itself.
Like, if you were looking at this head on, between its face and where the flower starts, has got to be like a big area where it just has nothing but like forehead. Because otherwise, yeah, it's attached to the petal in the front and it's coming out like that. It's just got this dopey little face.
Yeah.
It's dumb. This one's bad.
It's pretty bad. I think it's definitely rocks.
I definitely want to throw rocks at this. Here's
but
the thing.
I will say this in its defense.
Uh-huh.
The flower looks pretty good.
Flower looks good. And the more I look at it, the more I think I am charmed by it, but I still think it's bad.
I can see its idle animation where it's just like just bouncing like, up and down. Dun, yeah. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Maybe maybe the top of rocks. Maybe I would throw a rock at it, but I feel bad afterwards.
Yeah.
All right. Nope. Above Zubat.
Okay.
All right. I'm
good with that, I think.
Is that 31 then? 33. So that's a fifth? About a fifth done?
Yeah, give or take, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Look at us.
Look at us go.
How do we feel about this? Do we wanna amend anything? Do we wanna move anybody?
I mean, I do feel like Charmeleon's kind of skating
Yeah.
But at the same time,
do we want to level them out a little bit and just bump Ivysaur down to the top of Pokeball?
We could. No, because I do feel like it's a Premier Ball.
Okay. I respect that.
You know,
do we want to then? This doesn't level them out the way that I would like, but that's fine. It doesn't have to. Bump Caterpie up. That just changes the length, like which one's longer.
Yeah, I mean, and that would kind of give it a nice little staircase thing. I think so. I think the new bottom of Great Ball is better than the top of Premier Ball for Caterpie.
Right. Do we want to revisit Charmeleon? Because is Charmeleon actually better even than Pidgey?
No.
I don't think so. I do think I like it more than Ivysaur. I don't know. Weedle's... I could go either way on Weedle right now.
I could go either way with Weedle. I like Weedle's shape. I like the... It looks like a gross bug. Like, it looks like a yucky bug. And I think that's a really good... really well done. I like the match tail, though, I think.
The tail does a lot of work for Charmeleon. And it's big, goofy feet. But then you get to the arms and the head.
Arms and the head are...
And that's where it falls apart.
The best thing that ever happened to Charmeleon was them going, what if the head's pointier? What if we don't give it the big nose? We make it a little streamlined.
Yeah. More dragon-like,
yeah. All right, I think that's good. So this picture, I'm going to take... Hold on. Let me see if I can save or download. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to download the image to my computer just so I have it. And then I'm going to save. And that should save it to, like, here. And are you going to pop up, though?
Because
worst case scenario, I have the picture. I can just recreate it.
Yeah.
You know, I think this should be okay.
Yeah, it looks like it wants to. It's just...
It just doesn't know quite
how. It's just hung up for some reason.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll sort this out next time, one way or the other.
Right. I will put... Send me that picture.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll put the rest on a wheel.
Okay.
So we don't have to rely on Google, that just subtracts four. It just ends up subtracting like four or five.
Every time, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. So that's the first one. So here's the thing, is there's still 120 Pokemon or so left to go. So I think we'll do at least one or two more episodes that are just this, but maybe if we have ideas for other episodes at the end, we'll just, you know, we'll just toss four or five on there.
Yeah.
Or like two or three, depending on how long it takes. Because I feel like there's a lot of in-between time that's going to cut down.
Yeah.
Of like looking up numbers and me trying to find where it is on the thing. So it'll be a little snappier in the edit. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We got to do all the stuff. If you want to talk to us online, we're on Blue Sky at pwtpodcast.bisky.social. We're on all your favorite podcatchers, unless your favorite podcatcher is Spotify. We're not there. Don't even look. We got to get onto YouTube Music. I feel like that can't be too hard, right?
Yeah.
We used to be on Google Play.
Yeah.
So
I'll try and figure it out.
There should be a way to just like submit a feed somewhere, but we'll try to get on there soon. You can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. And at the $5 level, you get access to the Discord where you can come hang out. And we're going to post this there when the episode goes up, and then we're gonna like probably not when the episode goes up, that would be wild to spoil it right out of the gate, but we'll a day or so later, and then we'll post it on Bisky after the episode's live, and but you can come and talk about it on Discord if you want.
Yeah.
And at some point in the future we will be doing a Lampert run of Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl.
Yeah.
We haven't decided when yet. Maybe once we finish this, then we'll do that.
Yeah,
or
good with that.
Or at the end of every episode of that, we just rank some
we do
sprites
like, yeah,
as a little palate cleanse.
I'm good with either of those.
We'll see. We'll play it by ear. We'll see what people want. But that's it. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time for something. We have no idea what we're doing next time. But we'll be back for sure.
There will be something, even if it's just this again.
It honestly, it might be this again. Who knows? what if we just record another one tomorrow and then we have 2 months saved up? anyway, you'll find out when we find out. But until then,
smell
you
later. on. You're not even. This isn't even random anymore.
Apple Music shuffle ass.